actually. And then, okay, it's recording. Yeah, there you go. Now you can count down.
3, 2. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
And I'm Sachin.
Yes. And we're back. Once again. Spanning the globe. With our insight.
And wisdom.
Yeah. Or lack thereof. So, anyway, I haven't listened to the last podcast yet, but it was a New Year's one.
Yeah.
Now I would say, like, we're firmly into 2011.
Firmly. Yeah, it was a little delayed.
Like, I would say, as we're recording this at the end of February, and it'll probably be sometime in March before it's posted.
That's fair.
At what point, like, do you stop saying Happy New Year to people?
I kind of do it as a joke whenever I see somebody for the first time that year.
So it's like June, you're like, hey, Happy New Year.
Hey, why not, right? It's the first time. It's the first time I've seen you. Why not? Happy New Year. That's why.
All right.
Yeah, actually, our post, I titled it Happy New Year, even though it was February 23rd. I was like, all right.
Welcome back, listeners. Because I noticed when I came back here to Kenya, I was getting Happy New Year's probably for about maybe the first, like, week or so into January, but not too long after that.
Yeah, you know, and I think people are just looking for a thing to say other than hello. You know, if it's Christmas time, it's Merry Christmas. If it's, like, Happy Thanksgiving, it's Happy Thanksgiving, you know, Flag Day, you know, Memorial Day. People just want to say hello, but not, you know, in the way they always say it. So,
what's up?
What's up?
Not much. How you doing? Not much. Ah, wrong response. You ever do that where you get the wrong, like, you just have these programmed responses and you pull the wrong one?
I do it all the time, especially when you're, like, walking by somebody or walking away or hanging up. Or, like, hanging, you're like, yeah, all right, well, I'll talk to you later. Yeah, bye. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't the thing to say right there, but they get the drift.
How's it going? Not too much. Oh, damn. Oh, God.
Cool haircut. See you later. Wait, what?
Yeah.
You should just start saying stuff like really kind of like just try to get the not much and then like, you know, anticipate the not much and ask a question in that same tone though. So it'll be like, how much you make? Not much. Like, oh, okay, cool. Bye.
Yeah.
That's something to do. Anyway, so what's going on? What's going on?
So, next time you're bored, do that. And see how it goes.
So what's going on over there in Kenya?
Here in Kenya, well, here at our place, we've been experiencing a water shortage.
Oh, dear.
And by a water shortage, I mean there is no water coming in.
Into your spigots? Or just, like, there's no water anywhere?
There's water elsewhere. The thing is, it would be easier to deal with if there was no water, like, in the pipes in the entire town.
Okay.
But there's water elsewhere. In fact, there's water, like, 2 blocks away, which is the most frustrating thing.
Oh, wow.
It
sounds kind of like almost like a power outage.
Yeah, that's sort of what it is. That's what it's like. But it's like, oh, we just don't have water at our house. And we don't have it at our house for, like, days at a time. Which is just really annoying.
But is it, like, due to mismanagement? Or is it due to, like, lack of resources?
That's the thing that's actually, like, hard to get an answer on. Like, no one really knows with enough authority to give you a straight, like, oh, it's because, you know, they need to do rationing, and so they cut it off to this region for 3 days and then this region for 3 days. Or it's because, oh, you know, you're so far out on the line that the pressure is really low and it just never gets there, or whatever. But it's just like, there's no there's no, like, solid answer.
Mm.
And so it might just be, like, mismanagement on the water, you know, people's part. Or it might be any number of other things, but there's just no real solid answer. All that you know is that three blocks away, there is running water. And here, there is no running water. And it's like, well, that's just annoying.
Wow, that's more than annoying. That's a problem.
Yeah, it is. It's like, oh, good. I so today, coming home from work, I carried, you know, 5 liters of water in a jug. And that's enough for, like, you know, drinking and dinner or something like that. But then it's like, okay, so I'm gonna bathe out of, like, a 1 liter bottle.
Right.
Now, you know? Like, and trying to be conserved.
Do you have any friends that, like, have water, like, that you can go and take showers at, like, in the area? Like, any of your coworkers or, like, the
people? Yeah. Yeah, so we could go over to you know, friends' places or even the office where I work. There's a bathroom with a shower there and do that. It's just sort of a question of, like, I don't know. You can get clean just, you know, using a minimum amount of water out of a bottle or a bucket or something like that. Is it worth it walking? Like, because our only mode of transportation is walking.
Right.
And when it gets desperate enough, yes, you go. But it's not quite there. It's just at the point of frustration. You know?
Okay.
It's like we're not dying of thirst. We're just sort of, it's just annoying. It's just like, oh, well, this sucks, you know. But, oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, actually, apart from taking showers.
I was going to say another annoying thing is that, like, you want to wash the dishes.
Yeah.
But you have to be incredibly sparing on that.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, apart from taking showers and baths and things like that, I think, like, actually the amount of water you use from a household, like, you know, perspective is actually not that great. Like you said, washing dishes might be the biggest next thing, but it's kind of like camping, right? But, like, brushing your teeth and even shaving or, you know, drinking water, like, yeah, you can get by on a liter a day, maybe two, you know, if it's
yeah,
like, super hot. But you know, like, I think,
yeah,
when you take a bath, it's like gallons, right? I mean, it's just a different,
yeah,
level of,
yeah,
water, right? So if you can get by with, I guess, taking a shower every other day, or if you can go somewhere else, or, I mean, there's also ways of, like, you use a washcloth instead of taking a full-on, like, 5-minute shower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can save a ton of water that way. But yeah, it's definitely not life and death if the water is there. I was just worried when I heard it that, like, the whole town was suffering from, like, no water.
Well, the whole region is suffering from drought. And so, like, the areas out with the farmers that we work with, there it's, like, a serious problem, you know?
Right.
Here it's more just, like, okay, it's frustrating and this is annoying. But, like, you go and, you know, spend any time out there and it's sort of, it puts the thing in perspective a little bit. But at the same time, that perspective is easy to lose when you want to take a shower.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks, yeah. But, oh well.